Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the beef checkoff is working for you, go to OKLA Beef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, light to moderate cash cattle trade developed in most areas yesterday afternoon. We saw $110 trade here in our part of the country yesterday, mostly $2 lower than last week. Now, the dress trade in the north was about $178 to $183, but mostly $181 to $183, generally $3 to $4 lower than last week, as packers were able to focus on fears that further pressure may develop later in the summer after the 4th of May holiday. Futures are expected mixed mostly lower today, with the firm losses in feeder cattle trade sparking increased underlying weakness. Attention is expected to also move to the afternoon cattle on feed report. Expectations are mixed ahead of the report. If cattle on feed and place numbers come in near estimates, it's likely that the report will have little market impact. Now, sharp losses yesterday sparked underlying market weakness in all the hog contracts. August futures is now testing three-month lows once again as traders try to defend last week's support levels. On the grains, wheat markets have seen both sides overnight, but have most contracts posting gains as we close in on the biscuit break. Chicago and Kansas City were able to notch wins yesterday, while Minneapolis wheat closed lower for the fifth straight session on moisture received and forecast for the Canadian prairies and northern plains. After some of the driest conditions in decades this spring, the Canadian prairies are seeing a reversal in fortune just in time for the key development stages of the spring wheat crop. Corn prices slightly firmer here this morning, attempting to close the week on a positive note after two-sided trade much of the last five sessions. Momentum has slowed and could be argued a potential bearish divergence in momentum now exists on daily charts, with price having made a higher high while momentum has made lower highs. Momentum always slows around major turning points. Soybean prices are a bit weaker here this morning, trading just inside of the highs posted yesterday and holding above the 100 and 200 day moving averages. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle down 60 cents, 103.95. October down 52 at 105.57. August feeder cattle down 182 yesterday, 134.70. September down 162 at 135.37. July hogs down 237, 79.25. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was up 3 cents, 460 and a half. September up 2 and 3 quarters at 470 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, July was up 4 and a quarter, 526 and a half. September up 5 cents at 531 and 3 quarters. July corn up 9 cents, 450 and September. September was up 8.5, 454 and 3 quarters. The July soybeans up 12 and a quarter, 915 and a half. August up 12 and a quarter, 921 and 3 quarters. July cotton down 217 yesterday, 6321. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.